The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Say it again, Doug. As we take another pass at some of the great minds in America during My Cool Inventions, the Three Musketeers are together again. Akos, John Cora, John Cremins, Doug Steffen here to present to you another week of winners, one way or another. The winner for last week, by the way, was Tom Force, the Ice Key card. He got 100% thumbs up. So you can't get much better than that. We had a couple of other people that did pretty well, John, while Akos was flying his way around the world, making money.
I'm back.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a lot of hard work this week. I had to watch golf. The British Open was going, you know.
Really?
Yeah. To debate the world about the, you know, the Malaysian Airlines crash.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something to be, as a traveler, you know what to stay away from. Man, you can't imagine how these people, I was talking about this earlier, and I don't know whether people understand how simple-minded people are in other countries. And I don't mean where your roots are in Europe, because I guess all of our roots, many of our roots are in Europe, to be sure. One of the things that you learn about things that are not Western, and I don't mean this in a prejudicial sense, there is a simplicity, and it isn't necessarily a positive simplicity, that goes with the running of many countries outside of what is considered the progressive new world. Not that we always do anything and everything great here, but the kind of stories that you hear about how countries like Malaysia are operated, the fact that they think they can run an airline or run anything is, and it has not anything to do really, well, maybe it does. Why was that plane flying over airspace that was at war?
So other
airlines went the other way.
So I'll give you the European perspective, because I was listening to the news, and John and I were debating this morning that the news that you guys were getting were such different news than the Europeans were getting, the British were getting. For example, 1,000 airlines had flown that route last week.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 planes had flown.
1,000 planes had flown.
Yeah, see, we're not getting that here.
Yeah,
we're told that very few airlines were sending their planes over. That British Airways was going around it, and Air France was going around it, and Lufthansa was going around it. So you say that's not the case.
BBC, who had pilots on, he says we don't understand this whole thing. Yeah, it wasn't a warning. It was a recommendation. Mm-hmm. And at 30, they were above. They were even. Everybody was above the recommended height.
30,000 feet.
And he said that was completely normal for that plane to be there. And second, what really disturbed me, front pages of the British newspapers, 23 Americans dead on plane. Did you guys even hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I just read about the USA.
We were told there was one American on the plane.
Yeah, now there's another one. They showed on the BBC, which I trust. The BBC's a good news network. I mean, it's pretty factual.
Yep.
They showed the manifest with 23 American names on it, and the UK was going, all the press over there was going, where are the Americans? Like, what is going on? What kind of a childish response is this? There were 23 nationals on the plane. Where are the Americans?
And so I haven't even to this point in time heard that there were 23 Americans on the plane from any American news source.
Yeah, no, actually, originally, I saw one report on it at the beginning, and that was before, President Obama went and had did his speech in front of the auto workers or whatever, where he talked about the plane crash for 20 seconds and then went on to tell jokes.
In fact, there's a quote from McCain that said, 23 Americans dead, there will be hell to pay. Mm-hmm. Quote from him in the front page of the paper. And I get here, and I was looking at the U.S. news sources, and I'm going, what's going on? Where's the filter? How is this information not disseminating to the Americans?
If you think that America has good... One of the things, this is our format is called News Talk. We talk about what's going on in the news. In this circumstance, we have inventors come on, and we tout them and try to teach people in America how to start their own businesses, but also to enjoy and laud, praise the people who are coming up with all of the good work that, that we focus on. But we start the hour by talking about some of the things that are in the news that may affect us all, and this certainly does. We are so, the news is so weak, so washed out, so diluted. I agree with you. I've traveled a good deal, and I always find it very interesting, and I've said this anecdotally over the years when I've done my program from other places, but most notably when my daughter was a student at one of the Oxford colleges, I was in England a week a month. And what you, I always learn more about what's going on in America from reading the British newspapers than I ever learned by reading the American newspapers. Their focus, not only is the information interesting and perhaps more clear, ACOS, but it's also obvious that they're more thorough in what it is they present. So you know more. They're more interested. They find America a fascinating place, and America does drive the news cycle. So why is it in America we get the wrong news or don't get any news,
right,
and the rest of the world is doing, and they're not even here. They're doing a much better job at getting the news, presenting the news, having that a focus. It's really pretty amazing.
Huh, it's, I don't know. I just got comments. I was in the UK. I was on QVC selling some of our Indentures products.
Yep.
I had 2 days of selling, and I was, you know, engulfed with the, all the news coverage of what was going on over there. And actually, they broke into the hosts of QVC were talking about the Malaysian Airlines.
Right,
I guess when it happens like that, they realize people are going to switch away. They might as well say something about it.
We're so steeped up. This is, I'm looking around. Just for the heck of it, to pull a few headlines out of what's in the news today. There's a lot of usual gossip about stars. In this case, there's some story here about Taylor Swift and why it is that we have to be concerned about her. I don't know. But here's something that has, this is a front page story. CBS now has what amounts to a corporate policy covering a single word. The chairman of CBS Sports says employees don't have to use the word redskin when they're talking about the Washington football team if they're uncomfortable. What the hell? Who cares? Why should anybody give a rat's butt about the name Washington Redskins when there are all these other things? But yet we're so connected to all of this tripe, this trivia, this foolishness.
It's all the political correctness stuff, right?
Well, a lot of it is, yeah. But a lot of it is just inane foolishness that means nothing. I mean, we all want to have a good time. I'm certainly focused on wanting to have a good time with my radio program. But also, our obligation is to kind of talk about what's going on in the world. And yet, we're not because we don't have the right information.
In Canada, we had a big controversy this a couple of years ago where they wanted to ban the word fisherman.
Yeah.
Seriously. This was in the House of Commons debated fishermen, and after much debate, and I don't know how many millions of dollars, the word was struck from the Canadian vocabulary, and now we have to refer to people who fish on the water as fishers.
Fishers.
Not fisherwomen, not fishermen,
fisher
but fishers.
Persons.
Nope, that was banned, not banned, but that was not considered. The word was replaced by the word fishers.
So silly
this
stuff
reminds me a lot
Canada
of that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a lot of silly stuff in Canada as well. All right. So and now let's translate or transfer our thoughts to Florida, where you are, where there are fishers. What was Jesus? A fisher of men.
Yes.
Remember that? Okay.
Yes.
So in Florida this weekend, the story of a this story is a Doug Steffen by the way, DougSteffen.com. Florida jury awarded the widow of a chain smoker who died of lung cancer punitive damages of more than $23 billion in a lawsuit against R.J. Reynolds. Remember last week what Reynolds combined with P. Lorillard to form the largest tobacco company, and that's about the kind of money that they're going to exchange in order for them to become the biggest cigarette maker. The judgment returned was the largest in Florida history in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by a single plaintiff. Cynthia Robinson lived up on the panhandle, I think, sued R.J. Reynolds in 2008 over the death of her husband, Michael. This guy was a hotel shuttle bus driver, died of lung cancer in 1996. He was 36. He smoked 3 packs a day for 20 years, started when he was 13. She said he couldn't quit. He smoked the day he died. And so I'm sort of turning this around. It is 7.3 million and then 9.6 million in various damages. and then they deliberated for 7 hours before deciding to award Robinson the additional sum of $23 billion in punitive damages. Now, this will be in court for years, and what they get out of it remains to be seen. It seems to me, I remember back to, I think it was in 2000, there was a $145 billion punitive damage award for the same sort of thing. Was tossed out,
and that was struck down by the Florida Supreme Court. Yeah. I think in 2006.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today, and that allowed for the people like the Robinsons to be able to file this kind of a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that's never going to happen.
Right? No, they're not. But they get some out of it. But the point is made, and you can probably make the point in a little different way. James Garner was a lifelong smoker. And if you saw him the last two or three years of his life, you could see how the smoking had ravaged him. You could just look at him and see.
Well, he's 86 years old.
Well, but still.
We're going to be happy if we get to live that long.
I'm expecting to live a lot longer than that, pal. Speak for yourself. But it's just the vagaries of smoking. I don't think either of you guys smoke. Do you?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Akos doesn't say anything, so I'm thinking maybe
I do enjoy the odd cigar once in a while.
Do you really?
Right, golfing game or,
yeah.
You know.
The odd cigar.
Yeah.
All right, so I will smoke even ones and then. It'll be fine. Anyway, I think the point is made, though. It's a big business. A lot of money is made.
Yeah.
And a lot of people die at the hands of these bastards. And I just, there's just something about them. And my mother died because she smoked at the age of 50. And there's nothing that I can say about them that's good. And so maybe I leave the story at that. 18 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Do you have too much credit card debt and outstanding medical bills? Are you getting collection calls? Do you feel overwhelmed? You are not alone. Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will work with your creditors so you don't have to negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments that will fit your budget and stop those annoying collection calls, providing you with a plan to become debt-free amazingly fast. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditor. There is no hard sale, no big upfront fees, and we are truly here to help you. But you have to make the call. If your resolution for 2014 is to get out of debt and stay out, call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Sam Adams, summer ale season. I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer.
It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. It was
The
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rolling along, My Cool Inventions, Akos Jankura, John Kremins, Doug Steffen, with the first a quick overview, because Akos was not with us last week, John. Tom Force and the Ice Key Cord, before we meet Julia Pilas, who is interested in collecting waste. That would be good.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell Akos, the rest of the people, about Tom and how good he was?
He was actually, he was up. His entire pitch was perfect, I thought. And he had a great idea. I mean, this was something that, you know, if you got in an accident or you were injured or someone you know that would love were injured, there was a number to call and it would have all your medical history available for any medical professional that might need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like, that voting went all the way to the news. I mean, it continued to stay at 100%.
Yep.
I was impressed.
I haven't seen that since I've been here with you guys in the last month or so. Anybody getting 100% thumbs up? It is rare, I would have thought. All right, so, Akos, from your side of the street, how taking Tom and his invention, how marketable is that? What does he do if he's listening now or other people who have these same sorts of things? What do they do to go to the next level, to the next step? What's his future with this thing?
Well, the first thing he needs to do is he has to make sure all the manufacturing and all the licensing and everything's ready to go. So he's got a sound business model. He's obviously got a great product, and obviously people like it. So now he's got to make sure the cost of goods is in order, that he can set up his supply lines, and then he can do two things. He could start the path himself by, you know, I always recommend going to a trade show and starting to, you know, when you go to trade shows, good things happen. It's not necessarily about selling a few things. It's about also meeting a bunch of people who could help you sell. Or he could go to licensing. We have a couple of people who specialize in licensing. In fact, I was on the phone with them yesterday at the airport, who could find a home for people who would love this, who are in the space already and would license this idea and pay him a royalty on everyone that they use. In fact, this particular invention, I might suggest that would be the best idea.
All right. So there it is. Now, as far as this week is concerned, we have another four very interesting, cool people. Julia Pilas is going to be with us. John, in a few minutes, give us a little background as to what it is that she's presenting, or do you know Akos more than John does?
Well, I know.
I mean, in general, we know that you know more than
you. Oh,
that's awesome. Well, Julia invented this great item. If you have a dog, you know that you have to collect the waste. And usually we do this with a little bag that we keep in our pocket, because I walk my dog, too, and you end up carrying it, and it's a mess, and you got to handle
fertilizer. I never pick it up.
Yes, well, it's in Florida in the streets. You get fined for not picking it up, so you have to. So we'll get Julia on the phone. Is Julia there?
Yes, I am.
So why don't you get 2 minutes to the next break? Why don't you give us a quick overview of what this is quickly?
What it is a pet waste collection device. I am at what you might refer to as a professional poop picker-upper. I take care of dogs all day long, and in doing so, of course, like yourself in Florida, out of town too, it's illegal if you don't pick up the waste. After a while, it gets pretty disgusting, especially in the warm weather. It's really bad. So I got pretty sick and tired of picking up waste and getting it on my hands and smelling it and looking at it. So I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way here. Here I am, you know, doing it the old-fashioned way. We're in the 21st century. It's got to be a better way. So I developed what is referred to as the Catch-It. With the Catch-It, you do not have to see, smell, or touch the pet's waste. It's environmentally friendly because it never hits the ground. The waste never hits the ground. It's got a light for evening walks. So then when you're walking that dog and you're going to, it's going to the bathroom, you can put that light on and you can collect it and catch it just the way you would in the daytime.
Okay, Julie, hold the pitch for when we get you the pitch on. So what we have here, guys, is we have a device that you hold. It has a stick. It has a little bag on the end of it. And it looks like you sort of strategically place this as the waste is being wasted.
Expelled.
Yeah. And I guess that way you don't have to deal with it and handle it. So after the break, we'll get Julia to give us the formal pitch.
All right. Okay. So, and then you'll be able to dial in, you'll be able to text, you'll be able to follow this. By the way, the inventors and the entrepreneurs that were on the program last Friday, the Dream Big America contest, you can still vote for them. Check them out at dreambigamerica.us, 28 after the hour.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decidedly family and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, whoops, wait a minute, 33 past the hour. Let's not throw away. I guess we could be considered throwing away 10 minutes of your life, but we'll capture it back again because people are so fascinated with the information and the people that we present for you. My Cool Inventions on the radio for another week. John Cremins, Ecos Giancora, Doug Steffen with Julia Pilas, who is going to help you catch the poop before it hits the ground. Now, what I want to know is this something is viable for cats? Anybody ever walk with it? Why is it the dogs always are the bad guys?
You've never had a cat, have you?
I don't like cats. I've had a lot of cats around my barn, and the cats do a good job taking care of business when it comes to mice and other vermin, but I'm not a big cat fan. So you're a cat guy. How do you catch the, when you don't go, I mean, I sort of chuckle when you think about having a cat on a leash. You don't really do that, but no. There's litter out, do you put litter outside? How do you, got a lot of cats on your place.
We have a litter box in the barn and a litter box in the house, and they do their business.
Why do you have a litter box in the barn? Why don't you just let them go in the barn with everybody else?
Well, because we're civilized. We have a civilized cat. You know, you don't want to teach the cat just to poop anywhere, so the same cat who poops outside has to poop, you know. That means so you teach them manners, and they sort of
follow
the rules.
Don't we do that with dogs? Teach your dogs manners. Why do we need, and I'm not diluting Julia's invention, but why don't we just teach dogs? Why don't we have litter boxes for dogs?
I think dogs, you know, they don't care. They just, you know, they're not embarrassed. I think really? Cats are, like, embarrassed.
Are you kidding? Ay, ay, ay. I've spoken like a true cat lover.
Yes. I got cats and dogs. I've both.
Okay. Is it raining at your place?
No, it's not.
Get it, John?
Yeah, rainy cats and dogs. There you go.
That was pretty universal.
It is.
All right. Let's get back to Julia. All right, Julia.
So,
Go ahead.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Julia. We're going to put her on the hot seat. We're going to let her pitch it for a minute. We give fancy music, and at the end of the music, the guy goes, "Let's hear it." And as soon as the words "Let's hear it,"
that's fancy music.
It's fancy music. That is.
That's fancy music.
I come from the music industry. I deem that as fancy music. Not only that, I paid the royalties of the music, so fancy music at that point.
Fancy music.
It was normal music right up until I paid a royalty check. Then it became
fancy music. Right.
And then what happens is she pitches it for a minute with the intention of winning over the listener. And the listener votes thumbs up or thumbs down as soon as they hear the pitch. And you could do that, listener, by texting the word thumbs up, all one word, don't leave a space, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333. Or you can phone us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. Totally anonymous. You just say thumbs up, thumbs down. You don't have to leave your name or anything. And we register your vote. Or go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, mycoolinventions.com, and you can vote that way, too. So we need your vote, because nothing happens until the listeners vote, cast their opinion on whether this invention is a good one or a not-so-good one. Kind of like American Idol meets Shark Tank. Except we're not the sharks. We're just the moderators.
We're just chumming the water.
Yes.
To get the sharks there.
Although sometimes, you know, we need like a Simon Cowell on our pen. What do you think?
Yeah, we do need one.
Right, some Brit. And all these shows have to have Brits on them now.
Yes, of course, because apparently, you know, I don't know, they're the mean bad guys. Or they're the
well, they're the ones that know. You know. All of these, and by the way, all these, you look at these reality shows, it drives me nutty. They have these useless, the guy on Dancing with the Stars, what's his deal? Why do we have to have just any of these shows? They seem to have a Brit in order to have credibility. It's just why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wait a minute, Richie just said that the guy who's on the show, on Dancing with the Stars, is actually his show. He owns it.
But that's why he's on the show.
That's why he's there. Yeah. It's kind of like ACOS. That's why he's here.
It's like us. That's why we're actually not that smart. We paid for the show, so we're here.
All right, so let's get Julia.
So, Julia, are you ready for this massive pitch? Pitch it for a minute.
Yes, I am.
Are you sure? Take a deep breath.
Positive.
Don't be nervous. Over 250,000 people listening. It's not a big deal. Just pretend you're pitching to us.
For you, it's not.
Okay, now here we go. Julia from Morristown, New Jersey, pitching the Catch It. Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Go.
If you're a dog owner and you're sick and tired of picking up waste, then the Catch It is for you. With the Catch It, you will not have to see, smell, or touch pet waste. It's environmentally friendly because the waste never touches the ground. It has a light for evening walks. You don't need to bend to pick it up. You'll never fight with your neighbors because your neighbors won't. I'm sure that when your dog goes to the bathroom on your neighbor's lawn, they get pretty angry over that. That won't happen. You're going to catch it. You're going to close it, the lever, hit the lever, close it, and when you're all done and you go home, you're going to take the two strings that are attached to the bag, pull them off to catch it. The bag is going to close, and you're going to throw it away. And you will be happy. The waste will no longer be on your hands. I'm one that walks dogs all day long. I consider myself a professional poop picker-upper, and I'm pretty sick and tired. I was pretty sick and tired of picking up waste.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Julia. Actually, good product. I mean, it's a patented poop picker-upper. I always wanted to know, what's the patent on? What did you successfully get patented?
I patented the whole device. I got my patent probably around 3 years ago, I believe it was.
Okay.
And it's patented, it's trademarked, it's manufactured, and I've got everything in place.
And how much does it cost if I want such a patented poop picker-upper?
$20.
$20.
$19.99.
And where can I buy such a thing?
Well, it's on my website right now. That's where I actually, believe it or not, the people in Florida have been ordering it, more so than anywhere else. I'm selling it all over the country, but Florida seems to be the most infatuated with it, I suppose, because it might be those that live in Florida a good number of years don't have the ability to bend anymore. It's a great product for those who don't.
So a little so I'll give you a little advice on your pitch. Just, you know, and here I am, the person who says slow it down. Get 3 points, because I think what happened is you were doing a great job, but I think you had too many points, and you knew you were fighting the time, and in that sort of case,
right,
things, you get too quick. I do that all the time on television, all the time. And as soon as I feel myself doing it, I say, ACOS, what are the two most important points? Go back to those, slow down, and deliver the message. Two most important points. Don't bend over. Don't handle the poop. That was the problem. Here's the solution. Go to the 1995. Ask for the money. John, what do you think?
I think you're right. But I wanted that CTA. We didn't have it.
Yeah, we didn't have a CTA. No,
I
call
wanted,
to action.
I wanted to know where
call
to buy.
To action, yeah.
And I would have gotten to that a little sooner. I mean, you didn't do it at all. But, I mean, if you could have gotten to that, I think people would have actually gone there.
Right.
Because we can see the problem.
Do you suggest when we talk to these people before they go on the air that they practice? Some of them are really very good about getting everything into 60 seconds. And when we do the Friday thing with Dream Big America, getting it into 2 minutes. Is this something that people, the emphasis is on making a pitch so that you know you're pitching to the audience, but you also are pitching to potential people who will support you?
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And this is one of those items, too, that I would be interested in, only in fact because this animal market, the pet market, especially the dog and cat market, live shopping is massive.
What sort of things on live shopping sell the best, though?
On the pet area, shampoos, the flashing leashes, pet doggy beds.
Flashing leashes?
Yeah, flashing leashes. Leashes
for
that
walking.
Flash. For walking,
They're like LED lights that actually flash.
At night.
You know, because a lot of people get hit in the crosswalks because people can't see them when they're walking their dog at night.
Huh.
And now the days they actually can't.
Okay.
Yeah, so things that are innovative, and this would resonate, I think. I don't know how you'd present it, but it would resonate. That'd be a whole challenge. I'd have to come up on how I would do that.
My only question on this is, what kind of bags would I use?
Yeah. What kind?
Do I have to get a specialty bag?
Julia?
Yes. I sell the bags as well because they have to go onto the device itself. And, of course, they have to have the pull string in order to take it off, and that pretty much brings the whole product together.
Okay, so now
you off, as you're doing that, you're closing it.
Now you've actually, both ACOS and I looked at each other like, there's replenishment.
Continuity.
Some continuity.
We like
stuff there.
Continuity.
Well, that's how you make your money.
Yes.
Right?
Like the razor and the razor blade.
Yeah,
absolutely. Brush and the toothpaste, baby.
Right.
How much are the bags?
60 bags for $10, $9.95.
60 bags.
What's your cost to do that, Julia?
It's a great. Am I live or just talking to you?
No, no, you're live. You're live.
Okay. It's a great. There's a great markup in terms of. I don't have those figures right in front of me right now, but I believe if I remember correctly. I believe it's like shipping and handling from China and handling and the cost of everything is like $11 per unit and bags. So you're talking $30 and with the $11 cost.
All right, so that's what ACOS, that's within the realm of where you say people need to be, right?
Right. Right.
All right.
Are you selling a lot of them? Like, what about your, like, how many have you sold up to now? Like, give me an approximate.
Well, the key here is that Florida is buying them. But the key here is I've done no marketing. That's my problem. I put all my money, all my eggs in the basket of developing it and manufacturing it. So when it comes to the marketing, there's no money for that.
Can she do a crowdfund?
I believe.
Yeah, she could. Yeah, it would be actually a very good crowdfunding plan.
With that, yeah, you could give this stuff away.
Yeah, I do believe that. Someone had said that it takes 8 times for somebody to see or hear something before they'll sit up and take notice.
Yeah.
So, of course, that costs money. I'm on here and I'm on there. Somebody will advertise it in their magazine. The Pet Products News actually is one of the outstanding product of the year by a women's organization. And there were several brands was there. There were a couple of organizations there that went in on the voting.
Julia, do you know what crowdfunding is?
Crowdfunding, I believe that's several people that, throw in some money.
No, well, it's actually much more involved than that. A lot of the people who come here on My Cool Inventions and participate are people that would be helped by creating a crowdfund. You ought to go, you can just Google it, or you ought to find somebody that knows something about crowdfunding. Because,
or just go to our MyInventFund.com.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, did you know we had a crowdfunding site?
I did not know that.
Yeah, MyInventFund. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is it yours?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it's ours.
Well, there you go.
We don't charge anything ever for it.
It needs to get out there. That's the... No. The key is that it needs to be people need to know it's there. That's the problem.
You're missing the point of what we're telling you, though, Julia. Julia. You're missing the point. We understand that you think and know, and we all know that. That's why we're in the advertising business. That's what we do for a living. We sell products, and you need to spend money to sell the products. In order to get the money, you need to consider a crowd fund, because this would be something that would bring money in if you position it properly. You'll give some of the product away as an incentive for people to support you. But this is the new way, the new world order of getting businesses started, and it is a fantastic way to do it, Frankie. So check out the Cool Inventions funds at mycoolinventions.com.
And thank you, and thank you very much. Hopefully you get a great vote. The audience should vote thumbs up or thumbs down by texting to 22333, the word thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can vote by going to mycoolinventions.com or phone us.
I'm seeing
1-888-877-049.
I'm seeing an 80% vote right now.
Really?
80% thumbs up?
80% thumbs up.
It's a good idea, even though it wasn't particularly well presented. It was good. It's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Actually. All right. I want to, just for a second, let's underscore what you just said, Akos, because I think that people ought to know that. I'm a big fan of crowdfunding. And for some reason, I knew you had the Inventions Fund, but I didn't know it was connected to crowdfunding. This is the way for not only new businesses coming up, but for people who have a business and they're looking for a creative way. You can't go to the bank. You can't find support here. Their Uncle Fred's not going to give you any money. So come up with a really good plan. You got to have something that satisfies or incentivizes people to give. But once you find that key, man, the social media stuff you can give for support. I've seen some fantastic crowdfunding efforts. Indiegogo, Kickboxer.
Kickstarter.
Right? Isn't that, I mean, it's real. That's what it's all about.
And we have a humble one called MyInventFund.com. That what we do is we advertise on the radio. So if our inventor goes there on Saturdays when we're doing the big three-hour show,
right,
we actually promote the MyInventFund and encourage the listener to go donate to the MyInventFund.
Right. All right. So tomorrow in this time period, we'll meet Jack Arnold. No relation to Benedict, at least I don't think. We'll find out tomorrow as we continue to present these My Cool Inventions, folks, on the radio at 13 before the hour right now.
Homeowners, it's time to upgrade to the industry-leading scratch resistance and unmatched beauty of Bellawood hardwood flooring, because Bellawood is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Get huge savings off comparable floors at other stores on Bellawood pre-finished hardwood, like American Cherry for 54% less, solid Ultra Strand Bamboo for 38% less, even stunning new matte Brazilian Cherry for 24% less. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing is available, but hurry, their best-ever Bellawood deals end Tuesday.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Not long ago, I had a chance to take a gondola ride in Venice, Italy. It was something I've looked forward to for years, ever since my first gondola ride in America. You see, my first gondola ride was at a hotel in Las Vegas. It had shallow man-made canals and peaceful rides, but as soon as we sat down, we were told to fasten our seatbelts. I thought that was funny, so when I was finally able to ride in a real canal in Italy, with water over our heads and waves rocking the boat, the first thing I looked for was a seatbelt. Of course, there wasn't one. Without any prodding, the Italian gondolier said that even though America may be the land of the free, it's also the home of the personal injury lawyer. And that's why the only gondolas that have seatbelts are the ones that are used in America. Let's be fair. I still believe America is the home of the brave, but all of our lawsuits really are changing the way we live. And we're not the only ones who have noticed. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On the international front, the latest on the downing of that Malaysian airliner and the latest on the fighting in Gaza. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Dutch investigators are in eastern Ukraine surveying the devastation from last week's downing of a packed civilian airliner. The Dutch prime minister says the investigators are now at a train station where some of the bodies from the Malaysian jet are being stored. Most of the nearly 300 people on board were from the Netherlands. While the international community was kept out of the crash site for days, curious separatist villagers were free to wander around the smoldering wreckage of Flight 17, snapping pictures with their cell phones. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is one of those talking about the possible involvement of Russia in shooting down the airliner. Blumenthal says new sanctions are needed against Russia.
Putin should be compelled to pay and apologize, pay through a compensation fund to victims' families, and apologize to the world for this terrorist massacre.
And Republican Congressman Peter King of New York told CBS's Face the Nation it's clear pro-Russian rebels in the area got their missile system from Russia. King had this to say about Russia and President Vladimir Putin.
This is going back to the days of Stalin and Khrushchev and Brezhnev in the way he's responding to a crisis which he caused and which everyone knows he did, and yet he goes underground. This is what a mafia guy does. This is what a goon does.
Congressman King never wanted to mince words. Meanwhile, the battle battle between Israeli troops and Hamas militants grows more intense as the UN Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Nearly 500 people have been killed over the past 2 weeks, including 18 Israeli soldiers and two civilians. Two Americans were among the Israeli soldiers killed this past weekend. Sean Carmelli of South Padre Island, Texas, and Max Steinberg of Los Angeles were killed early yesterday. Both had dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets trying to pick up where they left off last Friday. The Dow closing last week with a 123-point gain to 17,100. NASDAQ with a big jump of 69 points. S&P with a 20-point gain. Closing notes, both golf-related. First, the British Open, also known across the pond simply as the Open Championship. Your winner, Rory McIlroy, who finished at 17 under par. The 25-year-old from Northern Ireland said holding that claret jug is a thrill.
Feels absolutely incredible. It's sort of cool that they put your name on there even before you get it. So that was a nice little touch.
This is Rory's third major championship. He is very easy to root for. And also from the world of golf, the American Century Championship, featuring celebrities, many from the world of sports, playing at the Edgewood Tahoe course in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. A three-round tournament that concluded yesterday. I had the distinct pleasure of spending the entire week there. One of those who competed at the tournament, LPGA Hall of Famer Annika Sorenstam, who has been retired for a while now, she told me she had some work to do on her game preparing for this tournament.
Maybe the last 2 months I've been practicing a little bit just to get the rust off my swing.
Annika didn't look rusty at all, finishing in a tie for second in this tournament behind winner Mark Rippon, the former NFL quarterback. One of the many others who competed, the always colorful David Wells, former Major League pitcher, who once threw a perfect game for the Yankees. I asked David which one was easier, throwing a perfect game or shooting a round of 5 under par?
Shooting 5 under. I'm going to take the 5 under because I've never been there before, so it's harder.
A wonderful week and a great tournament from start to finish. My personal highlight was being heckled, as everyone is, at the par 3 7th hole. For some reason, they thought my name was Dan, and they chanted, Dan the Man. Who was I to argue? I'm Dan the Man Weiss.
Dan the Man.
And that's the news that matters.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long.
It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. It was busted.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.